Shem Yishmuel. Shem Yishmuel brings in Kama Vekama Mekoymes a void from his father, the Avi Nezer. Nezer said in Yisoyim that every mitzvah is be'etzem a tzivui from Hashem. It's a tzivui. If it's a tzivui, it's the pshat that it's a minu shlichus. When a person is mekayim a mitzvah, he's nizar from Alois Asay, he's be'etzem a shliach. And vibalt the klal shliach shel odom kemoisoi, has a din of kemoisoi. More sugi is coming up about that. Kemoisoi mamish. And you get the koichas of the mishaleach. The Rivosh says, v'shochtu oisoi kol kahal adas Yisrael, that the shliach that shechti, the Rivosh and the Ramban, hatoyre koroi oisoi kol kahal. He's called Kahal Adas Yisrael. He's Kibay Lumamish. It says the Avnei Nezer, it means when a person is Mekayim any mitzvah, he has koiches, he's doing it, Ki'ilu Hashem is doing it. Which means he has koiches, ruchonium, not to be measured by his physical abilities, because you have different koiches. Shem Yishmuel brings this tens of places in the Sefer, Alatayim. So in one place in Parshas Boy, he says a chiddush. In the Moshe, he brings down, he says, Ki ha-mitzvah hazo is loy ba-shamayim li. Rashi learns, Ki ha-mitzvah, apidig mor, Erevin is going on Torah. What's loy ba-shamayim? Says Rashi, she'ilu hoysa ba-shamayim, we would be mechuyiv lalois achareho. With sulamos. So he says, what does that mean? What does that mean? If it was Bashamayim, we'd be mechuyev, but we can't. You can't get that far. You can't get to Shamayim. I mean, all these years, where'd they get the NASA? Where'd they get with the rockets? They got past Mars? I don't remember now where they hold it. How far they got. But you can't get there if you want. So it says Alpi, the vote of the Avnei Nezer, if you would be mechuyev, you would be able to get there. You would have anything that mechuyev. That's you have the koiches. That's and there's a shein of mokor to this, which I'm not going to go into now. But there's a medrash in Shmois that when it talks about Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, they were Klal Yisrael went in to borrow all the kelim. It says they were able to see, even the Makas Choshesh, they could see, they had a light. They were able to see all the kelim, and they even saw inside the barrels and inside the closed closets. They didn't have to, they saw through everything. So they knew which kelim. The Medrash says, where did that come from? So the Medrash says, because the Pasuk says, Hashem said to Moshe, Dabel Noel, Yishalu Ishmeir, Ehu V'Isha El Shkenta. It's a mitzvah. Hashem said, you have to go, but now, the bar, we have to know what they have. How are you supposed to know what they have? It's choshech. Teretz, if Hashem said, go, you have the koyach. So they went in, and all of a sudden, they have or x-ray vision, but it came from the tzivu. If Hashem was mitzaveh, it's going to work. So, says the Avnei Nezer like this. I'm sorry, the Shem Yishmuel. He says, in the klal of shlichos, however, is only if you do it al pi de mitzvah, you do it because of the tzivui. If you're not doing it because of the tzivui, you're not a shliach. He says, the Gemara says, ain't shliach ledvar aveira, divri arav, divri atalmud, divri mishoimim. And Rashi says, in Kedushin, havalei ka'oisa me'elof. If you're not supposed to do it, you're not doing it because of the tzivui. Stam, you're doing it. That's not called following the tzivu. That's not called the Mekayim following the tzivu to do shlichus. So it's only if you're doing it because there's a mitzvah. I'm doing it because Hashem was mitzvah and you're shliach. So the Avnei Nezer wants to say like this. He says he wants to be mechadesh a chiddush. He says, what if a person is mitzvah a shlichus and the shliach says, I efshir shliyo shliach. He says, no way, I cannot be a shliach for that. And then afterward, Nisyashi b'daitoi, he says, you know what, I'll do it. And he changed his mind and he did the shlichus. He says, Nira Mistavra Deloy Mahani. Because the Shlichus is bottle. Now he's an Oysa Me'elof. Now he's an Oysa Me'elof. If the Yisoid of Shlichus is you have to do Alpi the Tzivui, once you've decided, I'm not listening to that Tzivui, it's bottle. And he says, this is also a case of Oysa Me'elof. You lose it. He says, "Va'af she'eineni zoicher she'yehei hadin mefuish kein bepoiskim." He says, "I didn't find this halacha in poiskim in dinei shlichos, but kein yesh loyma misvora." Chiddush of the Avinezer. If you're not mekablet b'shaitoi, see, not stelling, so that's not a tzibu that's mitzavi you. So it's bottle. I change my mind afterward. Yeah, but I change my mind. No, now you're an oisem me'elov. You're not doing it for the tzibu. That makes you an oisem me'elov. You do. Now you decide if you want to listen. It's not the tzibu, it's not something you listen to. This is another hechatim to oisem me'elov. No, see, boys are the Rashi. Tzibu, yeah, shlichas is doing the tzibu, not because you want to do it. So he says, Oibazoi has a kasha. When a person is over an aveira, vatal a mitzvah, so you're not doing the tzivu of the Eibishna. Oibazoi the shlichus is bottle, so you should lose the vort of the Avni Nezer. Let's say a person doesn't do a mitzvah. There's a certain tzivu to do a mitzvah, doesn't do it. And after he says, okay, you know what? Now I'll do it. Is he a shliach? How is he a shliach? How is he a shliach lefi his vort? Or he's over an aveira. He doesn't have the shliach shel adam kimoisai. That's his kasha. So he answers, Zok Tavim Nei. Because it says in Chazal, the Mishnah, that kol yoim, there's a bas koil that goes out, shuvu barim shayfivim. Do tshuva. You didn't do the mitzvah? Do it. You did an aveira? Stop doing the aveira. Do tshuva. Why does that bas koil have to come out each day, every single day? Zok Tavim, because it's a new minui. There's a naya tzivuya, there's a new minui from tshuva, there's a new minui each day, so you can always become the shliach again, with the shliach shel adam kemoisai, with all the koichas of the nemana, the mishaleach. Okay. But the point of the Avni Nezer, is that the aleph beis of tshuva is realizing and being aware that you have the koiches. That be'etzem a person has the koiches to be mekayim all mitzvahs, to be nisar from all averes, be oimid in all nisyonos. Not just Hashem wouldn't have been. Be'etzem we have the koiches. And sometimes a person could feel physically that we measured out our koiches. We measured it out and it's wrong. Because when you shtel tzu to it, the mekabel new koiches, the habola tahir, the mekabel new koiches, the mekabel new koiches. It's all about the kabola. It's all about the kabola. You got to be in it. You got to jump in. And once you mekabel, you will see yourself have new koiches. That's the word of the Avni Nezer. One more nekuda. Last week we spoke a little about the David. We spoke a little about the David Hashem Oiri. Achashualti. We spoke about Achashualti. I like that pasuk. We spoke about Achashualti. Sheila Makosha. What Sheila? What's Makosha? So in the Chassam Sofer, Ala Toyer. He says, I was thinking of being a kasher with the slichas today. But I'm not going to go, what was the slichas today? So, he says, what's the inyan? Because since the arbom yoim is, you made tefillah. He says like this. He says that when a person davens, that's a mitzvah yesoid, rabbi say, like this, his word comes out good. We say Im Tachne olay machne bezois ani boiteach. In this amboiteach, I trust. What's the bezois? So it's a machloikis. If you look at the beforshim on the hill, some of the beforshim learn bezois means Hashem mo'oiz chayai. Of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu is my betochen, so I can always rely on that. There's another chat to be showing him also that bezois ani boiteach is not going on earlier. It's going on the hemshuch. What am I betechin? Achashualti. That you rely on the achashualti. I mean, achashualti. Shifting the Beis Hashem. We're talking about the zman of melchama. So the shorish is in the Malbim and others. They say like this: when a person comes with bakoshes to Hashem, and you have a long list. So number one, there's a long list. I need Parnosa, Shidduch, I need Bilchavusa, I need this, I need that, I need that, I need that. It's a long list. So you come with a long list, Mecha Tesa, you should get the. You come with a list of 10 things. So what's the Eitzah? David HaMelech had a very, very long list. He had a very difficult life, of course. With deepest Nisyonis, not Poshit. But says David HaMelech, Achashu Alti, anything I ever wanted from you is for one purpose. Shifti Beveiz Hashem. Sit and learn and steig and learn. That's it. If that's the reason behind all your other bakoshas, so you really have one. David HaMelech says, listen, you see this long list of, it's not a long list. No, it's not a long list. It's really, you see these 30 things over here listed? If you look good, it's only one. There's one thing over here. I gotta sit and learn with people. If people try to kill me, can he sit and learn? No. Muhammad, he can sit and learn. If he's sick, he can sit and learn. No. So that's the yisoid of achashualti. Achashualti, the bezois ani beteach means if someone has other reasons why they want to win a Muhammad, they want to have yishuv adas and this, who said this bakosh is the one that gets answered? You already came with a long list. That's like a secret, a soid in tefillah. When it's lemancho of achashualti, there's a story in the Sefer Megid Givas Oilon on Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Shirky, my wife Zayda. So he learned in Radin for 17 years. 17 years he learned in Radin. He was the masmid of Radin. He would sing songs about his hasmada. He was the masmid of Radin. And I once said over what his hasmada was. Yeah? He didn't learn late at night and early. He didn't have morning koil. No, there was no morning koil, no late at night. In a story, whatever he did. His hasmada was, in 17 years, he never missed one seder. Never missed a seder. That's... He walked in, he was there. At night, he was there. Whenever night seder finished, it was over. He did. So today we're more into doing more than we're supposed to do. Getting up early and staying late. But what a... Anyway, 17 years, he was an older bacher. He was very old, 30s, and he couldn't find the shidduch. There were no girls that, in Europe, in America also, there were no girls that wanted to marry B'nai Torah. They didn't exist. No girl would touch a B'nai Torah. Someone who's learning. Look how good the Eibishter was to us, my boy said. Today, you can't get a shidduch unless you're sitting and learning. Eibishter knows how to give each door the nesiyonis that they need. Yeah, today, you go to work before you're married, you're going to have a lot of trouble finding. It depends what shidduchim you're looking for. I'm talking about the shidduchim you're looking for. So, 17 years, he decided that he wants to go into the Chofetz Chaim to ask for a bracha. He never went for a bracha. 17 years there, and he didn't go to ask. We have to learn from that. He didn't bother his Rebbe. Can you believe it? I'm going to the Chofetz Chaim for my, I need a bracha. I guess if you have a Rebbe like the Chofetz Chaim, you have... They're obeying them. So it was the last year, I think, of the Chofetz Chaim's life. I think it was Kumat Basoif. It was Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. He decided, by the Suda Mafsekes, the stomach, everyone's eating, no one's there, he's going to go in for a bracha. He went in, Chofetz Chaim couldn't hear, he was hard of hearing, so there was a gabbai there. The person before him went into the Chofetz Chaim and was married. He begged for a bracha to have children, if I'm not mistaken. And the Chofetz Chaim said, no. And he begged and begged and was persistent. The Chofetz Chaim did not want to give him a bracha. He didn't have any children. And he was relentless. And finally, the Chofetz Chaim said, he gave him a bracha. And he had kids. This person had kids and they were all killed. They were all killed in the war, in the Holocaust. Chofetz Chaim had Ruach HaKodesh. But sometimes you have to know if Chofetz Chaim doesn't want to give you a bracha, there's a reason behind it. But I called him, so then he came in. And the gabbai said, he said, can you tell the Rosh Yeshiva, I need a shidduch. So he went down and he said to the Chofetz Chaim, the bracha daf hovan ha-shidduch. He needs a bracha for a shidduch. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, he's obliben by learning. You should stay in learning. So he told it over to Yaakov Moshe Shurkin, the Elder Bacha, and he got all the tumor. So the Chofetz Chaim probably couldn't hear. He said, nay, tell him, I need a bracha for a shidduch, not for learning. I mean, it's okay, I need a bracha for a shidduch. So Chofetz Chaim again, he said, the bracha, he needs a bracha for a shidduch. And the Chofetz Chaim said again, so bleiben bei lernen. He said, so bleiben bei lernen. I think it was twice. So the third time? I think it was twice. So, what?
Following along.
Correct me if... Bekitzer, Yaakov Moshe Shurkin left, and he was so depressed. And you wait all these years for your one bracha, the Chofetz Chaim, and he stood in the hall, where he sat down, lifting one gears, and he started crying. He was sitting there crying. Yom Kippur, he's sitting there crying. It was his last chance. And down walks in the hall, Rav Elchanan Basser. Chonon says to Yankel, what's it? So he told him over the story. He said, I went for bracha and I went in. The Chofetz Chaim couldn't hear. He gave me a different bracha. The Chofetz Chaim says to Yankel, he says, du verstehst nicht. He says, you don't understand. The Chofetz Chaim gave you the best bracha in the whole world. There's a bleiben by learning. He said, without a good shidduch, you could stay in learning. You could bleib by learning good. He gave you a bracha that everything in the world is nichlal in the bracha. When he says a bleiben bei lernen means, you will get everything you need to be able to stay in learning, and be matzliach in learning. It's parnoso, a good shidduch, you got a good shidduch back there. And parnoso, everything is a bleiben. This was it's another piece of the Koibet Taurus. This is a piyush of Ochanan on the bracha of the Chofetz Chaim. It's not printed in the Koibet, it should be. It should be another shtickle koibet shiurim here. The nearly lefarish, the bracha of the Chofetz Chaim. But that's Rabbi said. That's this Indian of. That was the bracha. You'll keep an eye out in Parshas Vezoyis HaBracha. Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to all the shvatim. They get nice, long brachas, except for one. One shavit who gets almost a one word bracha. Not just one word. Yisochar. Smach zvul and bitzei secha. Yisochar bit oi hol lecha. Talking about Yisochar. Everyone else gets long brachas. The answer is everyone else needs Rabbeinu Bachai over there. It's the Snechida. The bracha to Yisachar was you should have simcha in learning. You should stay. Zvulun b'tzei secha, smach b'tzei secha. Go wherever you go. But ba'oyel lecha, you should be ba'oyel shel Torah. The whole world is nichlal in that. For someone to be ba'oil or shel Torah, that's going to be nizkayim. It's not going to work. He doesn't need doctors. It takes you out of anything that can take you out of the oil of Torah is nichlal. That's the shorish of this story that comes from here, which back to the tale was achas shel alti. So I saw Nechsam back. Nechsam Sofer says that's why we say it in the Abo, in Elul. It's because after the davening, after all the davening, we want to just like sum it up. We just came back with Rafeinu, Baruch Aleinu, and all different bakoshes and tefillas. After you have your long, long list, we want to sum it up. It's not a long list. After everything we said by you, Leratzin, Achashualta. That's why we put it in there, because it all sums up. It's really all, that's how you slip it in. Okay. This week's parsha is Nitzavim. Last week was Nitzavim, this week is Vayelech. Interesting. You do money. There's a machlokes we show you if Nitzavim Vayelech is really one parsha, and sometimes it's broken up, or it's two parshas, and sometimes they're connected. As I came do money. In the chinuch, I was looking in the chinuch, and the chinuch always has, it says the parsha and how many mitzvahs. In parshas Nitzavim, there are two mitzvahs. One is ksiva sefer Torah, mitzvahs hakel, and ksiva sefer Torah. That's not a Nitzavim, it's in Vayelech. And he says it's in parshas Nitzavim. Mevua from the chinuch that there was one parsha, it's connected. Vayelech Moshe is a hemshech of Nitzavim. It's really one parsha. I think Rashi maybe is mashma not that way, right? I think so. Rashi at the beginning of every parsha starts with the first words of the parsha, Atem Nitzavim, Lamei. Parsha Vayelech, the same thing in Rashi. It starts Vayelech Moshe Vagoymer, and then Rashi goes on to them. Mashma from Rashi that Rashi held the Yisoid with two parshas. Sometimes they're attached. The klal is, when are they attached and when are they separate, basically? It depends how many Shabbosim are between from Rosh Hashanah to Sukkot. Sometimes there's one Shabbos, and sometimes there's two. Depending when if Rosh Hashanah is chal at the beginning of the week, Monday or Tuesday, then there's two Shabbos, like this year. Now, Nitzavim is always before Rosh Hashanah. And the last parsha before Sukkot is Hazinu. So if there's one Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, Hazinu gets it. But if there's two, so Hazinu is in the Shabbos that's before Sukkot. So what's going to be with this other Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot? That's the halacha. The Mechaber brings this down. When there's one Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, then Nitzavim Vayelech is connected. That's before Rosh Hashanah, and then there's Hazinu. If there's two, when he talks about all the Seder of the Parashas, Tov, Chof, Ches. But if there's two, means Rosh Hashanah's Chal earlier, then you split it up. Now when the Mechaber brings it down, he gives a simon. Sometimes he gives simonim. He says the simon is, some the words are taken from a pasuk in Daniel. Bag, Beis Gimel, Bag, Hamelech, Pas Vayelech. Bag is Beis Gimel. Hamelech is Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Beis or Gimel, Pas Vayelech. Pas, it's taken from a pasuk in Daniel. It says Bag Hamelech Pas. Pas is Miloshim Psisim, to break something in pieces, like a mincha. And it's Psisim. If Rosh Hashanah is Chal, Beis and Gimel, then this you break Vayelech, Psisim. It's broken. I think that lashon of breaking is mashma that it's really one parsha. In Be'etzem it's two parshas, so sometimes you mechaber it. So why is the lashon psisim? Psisim. That simon of psisim is mashma that he holds like the chinuch. And it's really one parsha, and sometimes you have to take one parsha. Okay. Thank you. is a in the Seder of the Haftarahs. I'll mention one more thing. Some of the Olam knows, some of them not. A whole year the Haftarah is always Me'inin Oisei Parsha, whatever the Parsha is, the Haftarah. But from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz and on, there's a change. The Haftarahs are not the Inyan Parsha, they're more in the Yonah D'Yayma. From Shiva Asa B'Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, those 3 weeks is the Gimel Gepora Nusa, 3 Haftarahs about the Churban. From Tisha B'Av till Rosh Hashanah is Zayin D'Nechemta, all parishes of Nechama, Nachem D'Nachem Rami, till Sois Osis. And then there's Tarti D'Tiyufta. The Rishonim bring this in Megillah Lamel. Tiyufta is Miloshim Tshuva. There's 2 Haftarahs that belong to Tshuva. And there's many shitas, about 4 different shitas. What are the Tarti D'Yufta? It's all in the Tosfos and the Mordechai and Megillah Lamed Aleph on the base. But the way we paskin, the Tarti D'Yufta is, this Shabbos is Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Hashem. That's why it's Shabbos Shuva. That's one. Where's the other one? Next week is Hazinu, it's a different Haftarah. The other one is the Haftarah of Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, which was Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzer. Those are the Tarti D'Yufta. That's what the Ramah says in Tav Chof Ches. It's interesting, even though all the other Haftarahs are about Shabbos, not the Tarti D'Yufta. The 2 Haftarahs of Tshuva, one of them is Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzer on Shiva Asa B'Tammuz. And the second one is Shuvu Hashem on Shabbos Shuva. So, this Tarti. There's another Shita, which is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam has to get involved. Whenever there's the Chiddush, Rabbeinu Tam will be there. Rabbeinu Tam's Shita is when there's 2 Shabbosim, this week is Dirshu Hashem B'Yimotzoi, and next week, which is the Shabbos if the Yom Kippur, is Shuvah Hashem. That's Rabbeinu Tam. We don't do that. But that's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. That's Rabbeinu Tam Shita. And it's interesting that sometimes Shuva comes out after Shabbos Shuva is after Yom Kippur. Shuva Hashem is after Yom Kippur. For Hashem will talk about what's it doing after Yom Kippur. Shuva is doing Aseres Yom Shuva. What's after Yom Kippur? So I want to upshat that why is the Tarti the Tiyufta? Why is it 2? Why only 2? Because the chiddush of the tzlach in brachas, that the tzlach says, we know someone who does tshuva miyira, the zedonis become shkogois. Tshuva miyava, the Gemara says in Yuma, then the zedonis become schuyas, the mitzvahs. The tzlach is machadish, chiddush noira, that if you do twice tshuva miyira on the same aveira, you also have zedonis nepchukis chuyas. The first time that they go down to shkogos, the second time you do tshuva again, even if it's a meira, it has to work, it has to do something, the shkogo becomes a schus. In other words, either you can do tshuva me'aba once, or if you do twice tshuva me'ira, that's what he said. The chiddush of the so they say that's why we have tarti the tiyufta. Who knows if we're doing tshuva me'aba? Who knows? So at least tshuva me'ira twice. So what happened is the first time in a service made tshuva is Nasi Kishkogos, but the second time, the tshuva again, then they become Kishuyas. So during that week, there's another tshuva, they do tshuva again, that they should be, it's with Akoponim, Rabbi Yisai. I saw a kasha in the Shabbos Shuvah Drosha from the Moshe Feinstein, in the Drash Moshe, from Shnas, Tov, Reish, Pei, Ches. We're still in Russia, then. If I'm not mistaken, we're still in Russia. And the Shabbos Shuva Drosha is printed. And his kasha is as follows. His kasha is, Lefi Aminik, what's the Tarti the Tiyufa? What are the 2 Haftarahs that are Tshuvatik Haftarahs? The second one is Shuva Hashem, the first one is Dirshu Hashem B'Motzah. He says, during this Tkufa from Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, the Haftarah of Dirshu Hashem is more than once. On Shiva Asa B'Tammuz, what's the Haftarah? Dirshu Hashem B'Motzah. On Tisha B'Av, Dirshu Hashem B'Motzah. So he asks, so why only count it once? Why is the Tarti the Yuftah? It should be 4. This siman of the Haftiris is a siman. During this Kufa, Gimel the Paranusa, Shiva the Nechamta, and then he says it's not targeted to Yufta. There's more than this Dushu appears more than once, it's another two times, and it's more of a Tshuva. So why is it? That's his Kasha. The Kasha bothered me for a while because we're calling it targeted to Yufta because it's doing the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. So Gedalia is always doing the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, but Shavuot with Tammuz and Tisha B'Av is not. It's a grada. Moshe held Andrish. Doesn't matter, but it's the same Haftarah. And if the Tafkid of the Haftarah is Ma'or B'Tshuva, and that's what it does then, so when you're giving a Siman of this time, those should also be focused on the Haftarah of the Tshuva. Interesting Kasha. That's his Kasha. So he says like this. He says, during the Gimel de Paranusa, a person cannot achieve Tshuva Shleima. When a person is having Yisurim and he doesn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, he's not going to have the Kodesh. A person's Miyayish. It's only after the Zayin de Nechemta, where Klal Yisrael saw what happened with those Peronius, but look where we're going. Look what came out of it. It's going to be a Binyan Bayis Shlishi. We came back from Golos a few times. If a person, before a person can actually succeed in doing tshuva, he has to realize that he succeeded in the Siyonis other times. He has to know that he has the koichas. Yeah. There were times that I was neufel and I was miskaber. When I wanted to, I was able to. Other times I wasn't able to, I was neufel. Then he can do tshuva. Until he realizes in himself that he has the koichas, that he has done it, he's not going to be able to reach that tshuva. So that's why it's only after the Zayin de Nechemta comes out. The Zayin de Nechemta is like Agdama for tshuva. Very interesting. It's about 4 or 5 pages there, but that's the Yisod of his. That's the Yisod of the Shabbos tshuva. Okay, Rabbis, I want to mention another thing over here. In Parshas Vayelech, Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Teichocha to the Bnei Yisrael. And in the Teichocha, what does he say in the Teichocha? He says that Klal Yisrael says as follows. This Klal Yisrael is going to be Oyved Avodah Zarah. Like Rabbu will be Oyved Avodah Zarah. V'chora api v'yoyim ahu. V'ozavti v'histarti ponai mehem v'hoyu lecher. Umitzauhu ro'ois rabbis v'tzoris. Have ro'ois rabbis v'tzoris. Ve'omar b'yoyim ahu, al ki ein elekai b'kirbi, mitzauni ha'ro'ois ha'ela. They're going to have ro'ois rabbis v'tzoris. Then they'll realize, al ki ein elekai b'kirbi, mitzauni ha'ro'ois ha'ela. So in the Mefarshim ask, this is for the Olam who hasn't heard it yet. The Mefarshim ask, it starts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send Ro'ois, Rabbis, V'tzoris. There's Ro'ois, Rabbis, and Tzoris. And then, Klal Yisrael says, Al Ki'ena Lekai V'kirbi Mitzo'uni HaRo'ois HaEla. What happened to the Tzoris? There were Ro'ois and Tzoris. Where'd they go? So you heard the Kasha? How many tzuvot we know? How many tzuvot we know? So like this. In the time of the crow, he answers Dvar Emes, Shah. He says, Ro is the punishment. Rabbis Vitzorois is a description of the raw. What type of raw? It's going to be a raw that's bravo is many and it'll be mitzvah. So when you repeat it, al ki ein elekai bekirbi, you don't have to repeat the description. The raws. Those raws that we spoke about before, it's not different things. It will be different things. The kasha is a kasha. You have raws, you have tzoris, you have raws and tzoris, two things. And how come you only mention one? The answer is the tzoris is not a second thing. It's a description of the raw. So when you repeat it, you just have to say, Mitzo'uni ha'roi seva, the roi that we described earlier. That's why it doesn't say rabbis the second time. It doesn't say Royce rabbis. He said already what type of rov. We did think that's an emes of pshat. But we said a better pshat. Told the Olam a much better pshat. The Aviyezri, Shachin HaGdoma. Shachin HaGdoma says, he asked this kasha, and he says, what does Tzora mean? Tzora, the Targum, the Targum says it means Bishim, Sagin, a lot of bad things. For Okon, Okon, Meik means it pains you. It's a raw that's going to be extra painful. It's Meitzah, Meitzah. Distraught. The person is in distress from it. It's Meitzah. That's what Tzora means. It's Meitzah. So he says like this, when is a raw a Tzora? If a person doesn't know why it's happening, all of a sudden something happens, why me? Why did it happen? Don't know what's going on over here. So the raw is a Tzora. A shaking when Klal Yisrael realizes, Al ki ein elokai bekirbi. Hold on a second. Why is this happening? This is a message from the Eibishter. So the raw is still here. It's still a raw, but it's not a Tzora anymore. The Tzora? You know exactly. Adarabba, it's a message from Eibishter to do tshuva. Yeah, when a knife, someone stabs you with a knife, it's a raw Tzora. But if it's an operation, it's a raw, it's not kishmak, but it's not a Tzora. You know exactly what's going on. You need this to get healed. It's not a Tzora. The person doesn't have a munah, he doesn't know why things are happening to him. It's raw, it's Tzora, it's rabba. As soon as he realizes, it's alki, oh, it's poshut. This is how it works. This is the I didn't read the instructions. I didn't read, right? The fiddling around with some new gadget and it's not working, you're going crazy. Why is it not working? I'm doing it, and all of a sudden, looking at instructions, and it says, you do this and do this, that happens. Fine. Everything's miyushev. Al-keinu l'kai b'kirbi mitzuri, so it's not a tzora. It's not a tzora anymore. The Chazanish says, a person is not in control of which nesioinus and tzoras he's going to have. That's already pre-prescribed what you need. Just like, however, a person is in control how to take them. How am I going to take it? Am I going to become broken into broken? Or no, I'll take it, I realize it's a message from Hashem to do tshuva. And at the end of the day, it could be sweet. And you always say, Shona Toiva Umesuka, the Dvash. What's Dvash? Dvash, it's Mozart. Everybody say, what's Dvash? Tapuach in Dvash. We want to have a sweet year. Everything in the year is going to be honey and fat. No. Everybody say, everything is not going to be Toiva. It never was. Toiv is for Olam Haba. There's going to be certain struggles and misyayinus, but honey you can put on anything. You can put honey on anything, I said. You can put honey on anything. You can put honey on bread, you can put honey on spicy meat, and peppers, and anything. You can put honey on anything. Make it a little bit sweet. That's why Dvash. There's a way to take it. There's a way to take it. That's how you have to look at, you should say that's what. The minute is to throw candies on a chosin, right? By the Gusruf. Sometimes what I see, the Olam is pretty good at it. They hit the chosin pretty hard. I don't know what it's about. I don't know all the cheshbonos. But I've got hit by some of those candies that were, I'm hoping, misdirected. You never know. But it hurts. It hurts. It's supposed to be a happy day. What are you hurting him for? The answer is that it's a lesson. He's getting married. Right? And those of you who are not married, those of you who are married, you'll know this. Not every day is a great day. There are times it's going to be hard, it's going to hurt. Things fall on you like out of left field. And, well, what's this? But you tell the chassid, it's all candies. Take it like a candy. Someone throws something at you and it hurts. Pick it up. If it's a rock, that's it. That's my day is over. I get hit with a rock today. If it's a candy, you go home with a candy. Whoa, yeah, I got hit, but look at it. It's scary. You have to know how to take it. And that's how you have to take everything. It's all candies. So the rois are not tzoris anymore. Rabbi said that's a pshat. That's the pshat from the shach. I'll tell you a third pshat. Better. A better pshat. I heard this from a Yitzhak Helmut, so it was on his own. We said like this, back to the kasha. The first time it says, Rois, Rabbis, Vitzoris, Then it says, Eilu kaim kibi mitzuruni haroi, it left out tzoros. What's the taich of tzoros? We said till now the targum. So, that's what's gemon chagiga dafei. Does anyone know what the word tzora means? In Yevamos, in the Torah, when the Torah says tzoros, co-wives, but it means
rivals.
They're rivalries. They don't get along, make your life miserable. That's why it's called a tzora. Co-wife is called a tzora. So the Bali Tosis brings the Chamorin Chagiga dafei like this. What are the ro'is and tzoros? Hashem is going to send the ro'is that are tzoros zu lezu, kigoyim, ziburta va'akravta. Ziburta is a bee sting, and akrov is a scorpion. It says in the Gemara as follows, if someone gets a sting from a bee, cold water, tzoynenin, heals it, is great, but hot water is a sakona. If you put hot water, it's a sakona. If someone gets a sting of an akrov, a scorpion, then it's the opposite. Hot water is good, cold water is a sakona. So, for the guy who has only the bee sting, or only the scorpion, he's good. Take a cold shower, then take a hot shower. But what happens if he has both? What happens if you get both? Then you're stuck. It's like you call a catch 22. He can't heal. He can't get healed. Put cold water for the bee, it'll kill itself because the akrov. Hot water. That's what it means, sorazulazu. That's what it means, sorazulazu. Wow, it sounds extremely achzori. Such an oynish. So mainly said like this. At the beginning, there were rois, rabbis, for tzoros. There were tzoros, ulazu. When are they tzoros? The answer is it depends which doctor you're going to. If you're going to the doctor of the Kupat Cholim over here, then he's going to come to him and say, I can't help you. This is a never situation. We can't heal. There's no way to heal this. Whatever. I put on some medicine for it, it'll kill you. But if you go to the Abish, the Roy Feichel Bosser, that's a different method. Different method to heal. Abishta, whoever says they can heal them, they're not tzoros when you ask the Abishta for Rafaim. You can heal them in a second. Calls man that you're eight al keena lekai bekirbi, yeah. So they're rois and tzoros. Ah, but then you have no al keena lekai bekirbi, we have the wrong number. You have to call the Abishta. They're rois, but they're not tzoros anymore. I'll say the hemshuk of the Bali Atosis. He says, listen to this. He says, this ro'is v'tzoris was niskayim. The kach hein tzoriseim shel Yisrael v'golus. By us it's niskayim v'golus. It may not be the bee and the scorpion, but he says as follows. Kishah ha'akum, when the goyim are meitza, the goyim, all the ubas ha'oilom that are roideif and meitza klal Yisrael, he says, what do we do? What do we do? If you just take it sitting down and you don't hit them back and you're not tzoyik, so they'll pile it on. They'll pile it on, right? They'll wipe you out. And if you hit them back, then what happens? They hate you for that. They start up and they go, he hits a guy, he's killing a guy. There's a matzav of klal yisol umas that's the exact same catch 22 to all the goy in Canada. With defas, the shooting missiles, and whatever you do, you can't win. You sit back and let them shoot missiles on you, what's going to happen the next day? All the Arab nations, they'll all shoot you. And if you shoot back, so they'll make something else. They'll make a declaration to the UN that you're killing out all the Arabs. You have a plan to kill them. You can't, no matter what. Sometimes a voice that we hear the news and it's so depressing. Whatever it is you did, it's going to be something about us in the papers tomorrow. Like, what's going on? It's Rois Rabbis for Tzoros. It's what it's all. It says it's Al Kiena Lekai Bekirbi. And the reason for this is, Rabbi Yisai, what's the reason for it? Poshet. It's not Achzori. Pshati is Kol Zman that a person has somewhere else to turn. That's where you're going to turn. When you get stuck, and you realize there's just no one here to help you, so you go to the Eibishter. So this is a Toivo. This is a Toivo. The Eibishter will send the Rois Rabbis and say, I'll force you to come back to the Eibishter. On the end of the Pasuk says, Behemshuk, Al Kiena Lekai Bekirbi Mitzauni Horoi Ta'ele, V'anoichi hastir astir ponai b'yoimahu al kol oro. When one reads these psukim, like a shverkai. L'chor, when Klal Yisrael says, al ki eina l'kai b'kirbi, mitzu'uni ha-ro'is, that sounds like Yehuri Tshuva. And what's the next pasuk say? V'anoichi hastir astir. It gets worse. What's going on? What's the hemshuch? Klal Yisrael woke up, he said, al ki eina l'kai b'kirbi, v'anoichi hastir astir. What's this v'anoichi hastir astir? So I'm not even katzer now. And if you want to go into it, you will learn it yourselves. There are three mahalchim here. Basically, the three mahalchim are the three possibilities. The Ramban learned, v'anoichi hastir astir is less. The hastir gets less. How you fit it in, you have to work on that. But it's less than the hester pono before, says the Ramban, because Klal Yisrael was mahara b'tshuva. Even though they didn't do charot, they didn't have full charot and vidui. It's a moiridik echidush this Ramban. We know to do tshuva, charot, vidui, kabbalah lahava. Says the Ramban, no. That's for tshuva shlema. But if a person has hirhuri charot, wow, that was not worth it. You already accomplished something. That was not worth it. We say, sarna mi mitzvesecho mi meshpotecho hatoivim veloi shovalon. You have to mean that. Why was it loy shovalon? I could have learned better. With some sugis, I didn't get so well because I was busy with other things. I didn't have the geshmakait in Shabbos like I should have because I didn't go in the right way. Loy shoval, I didn't do it. I didn't enjoy the Torah mitzvahs as much as I could have shoved. A person has a little bit of Rui Tshuva, says the Rambam, it's a moiridik echidush this Rambam. It's a big kula. They didn't. Take a look. He speaks it out. The Rambam is Barichas over here. Okay, we'll see it inside. That's pshat number one. Pshat number two is Sasemes. Al Darkoi, Shamshon Fal Hirsch, and others, they learn, V'noichi Astir Astir is worse. Now you're getting a bigger slap, bigger punishment. They said, Al Kiena Lekai Bekirbi, what do we do? So, Sfasemes goes, Al Pi Darkoi, a Yid thinks the Eivish is not with him. That's bad. Oh, my father doesn't care about me. He's not with me. He doesn't check up on me. The Eibush is not with us. The Eibush is, of course the Eibush is here. Sometimes you see him better than others. That's a big echet. In the Nusuch of Ripshim, that's not there. That's what I said, mistake. You can figure that out. If I told you, you'll know who says it if I didn't tell you. Shamshon Fal Hirsch, his Nusuch is? What's his Nusuch? Why is it worse? Because he blamed everything on Hashem. Why is all these Torahs? Because the Eibush is not here. And why is the Eibush not here? And why? Because he did Averis. He didn't bring it back to, oh, the Shechin is not here. We have to sit down and work this out. Why there? We have to work it out. Do tshuva. Stop doing averis. Anything but put the blame on yourself. Anything but bring it back to yourself. Then that's how they learn. Okay, so I said over two pshatim. Ramban, that the hester upon him is less. Others, I said, there's a third pshat. It's nifla. In the Maram Shif, at the end of Maseches Chulin, in the Jushim Nechmotim, take a look once. At the end, the last blot in the Maram Shif in Chulin, the Jushim Nechmodim, he asks this kasha. And he says, like this, it's not a bigger hastara and it's not less. Nothing is changing. Nothing changes. Vanoichi hastir hastir is a hasbora. Klal Yisrael, they got rois rabbis for tzoris. So what they say? Abish is rochik from us. That's why this is happening. Says the Eibush, I'm not rochik. It's just hester ponim. Sometimes a person is not there, and sometimes he's right with you. You just can't see him. So the Eibush is saying this in order to be mechazik there, because if a person thinks the Eibush is rochik from him, it's hard to do tshuva. Eibush is rochik. How am I going to get there? He's not rochik. You just don't see him. He says, why does it say a double lashon? Because the closer you are to someone, if you have to hide, you have to hide better. If you're far away, you can hide behind it. If you're in the same room with someone, you want to hide, it better be good. So the Abishah said, I'm so close to you that it was hastar, a double hastar in order that you shouldn't see me. But the Abishah is here. is to be more. It's just a description to be more them to do tshuva. Elamai, you have to look. A person can find the Eibishter. He can find the Eibishter. So the Svasana says, if he a person, Emuna is the Hiskalis. It's one of the themes in the Svasana. When you're miming that it's there, it will be Nisgala to you. That's how it is with Ruchnis. Another Maisa with the Enikal of the Mesh, of the Bochni Meshbus. His Enikal was playing hide and seek with his friends. They still play hide and seek, what do I say? They're playing hide and seek. The kids, it was his turn to hide. And he hid in a place, a place, scrunched himself up, and he's there 10 minutes, 20 minutes, and he's thinking, wow, these guys, when I jump out to my place, it's gonna be, psh, boy, am I gonna get there. He said, you know what? Half hour. Not yet, he's not ready to be Megala. Torture them more. He waits an hour. And because she's all, he jumps out, and he looks and they're busy playing a different game over there, his friends. He went up to him and said, what's going on over here? They said, we looked for a few minutes, couldn't find you, so finished. He said, that's not how the game works. You have to look until you find. They had an argument. They said, no, we tried, and we couldn't find you, so we went up. So he was very upset. He wanted to take them to the interior. Shaila's had one of the rules of the game over here. That's the Shaila. I think he's right, by the way. You have to look until you find. That's the game. It could be, Mistama he held that it's Bittul Torah. The first few minutes, at least you're allowed to play games. But the rest of it, it's not a Bittul Torah. He's sitting in the hardy, it's not a game, it's nothing. It's what? The kids, they didn't want to go. He went to his Zayda, he went to the boat, the vegetables, crying. He said, look what happened, I hid for an hour, they didn't even look for me, they gave up. And the boat, the vegetables started crying with him. And he said, that's what the Eibishter says. The Eibishter says, Vanoichi Hasti, he's right there. We look a little bit, we try to find him, and every day, where's my Siata, the Shmaya? What do we do? No, I don't know. I didn't see him yet. We give up. We do the same thing. Don't give up, and you'll find him. That was his, when the Maram Shif says this, he ends off as a raya from the Hemshech HaPosuk. The next Posuk is, Va'ato Kisvu Lechem Es Ashira Hazois, Nelamde Es Bnei Yisrael, because it'll be le'ed. And the Pasuk later says, ki lo'y sishkach mi pizarei. There's a haftocha that the Torah will never, ever be forgotten from Baal Yisrael. Which is a haftocha. So why is that haftocha coming in here with the tzores, with the punishments? Because that's a simon that the Eibishter never left. If the Eibishter is rochek, why is he giving haftocha that the Torah, which kutshabrichu v'raisa chadu, is never going to be lo'y sishkach? When I just want to end off, one more minute, when I saw this lashon, I saw in the Mishnah of Aaron, he says that it's a neis upele. How could it be thousands of years of Golus Redifus and the Torah? Rabbi Yisrael was still clearing the Orzameach and the Tzaisis Chakir and Shlichus. Pishtata Mishaleach. Not one ois from the Torah Shebal Peh, was affected from all the years of Golus. He says it's a nace, it's mamash a nace. So this reminded me of the famous Rabbi Yaakov Emden that the Oyim has heard. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Siddur, Beis Yaakov, the Sulam. He has in the Siddur, Sulam Beis Kel. And I looked it up again, and I'm surprised. I looked it up again and I found this about the also. I'm going to read it just, I'm ending with this. He says in the Siddur, Anachnu ha'uma ha'goyla, sepizura. He says, Achar kol masha ovar aleinu, hatzorois, hatmurois, alofim me'ashonim. There is no uma in the world that's nirdefes kemoyim. No uma in the world that has tzoros and pogroms and hate like yid. They never existed. He says, if a person doesn't see this, he has to be blind. All the kinah and the shmad. And after all this, lo yuchlu lano l'avdeinu l'chalo yisenu. Everyone that tried, they didn't succeed. Kol ha'umois ha'koidmois ha'tzumois of ha'zichro. What happened to everyone else? Did you hear everyone else? They're not here. like the Ponovitch Rav said by Titus's arch when he was in Rome for a few hours. He was a stopover in Rome. He took a taxi quick from the airport to go to the arch, Titus's arch, and he got up and he said, "Titus, Titus." He said, here I am. We're still here. I'm collecting money for Ponovitch Yeshiva. Where are you? Where are you? Where are you? Here, as he said. He says, "Onu hadvekin b'Hashem kulanu chayim ayon." Someone has to be blind, not to have such an emunah from this, not to be a maimin. And then he says, "Lo nifkad mimena from klal toikif." He says, "Lo nifkad bekolt," and he ends, "Lo nifkad bekolt toikif arichas goloseinu, afilu ois v'nikud echot me'atoyin shebiksav v'chol divrei chachomim kayomim." It's all here. So he says, "Kol masha orach hagolus yoiser nisamis yoiser v'yoiser." That the Eibush said, "Eibush the shomer aleinu and shomer on the lesishkach mipizaroi of the Torah." What's that? Which have a gemensh to Shabbos. Thank you.